Parsha begins, Vayoma Hashem el Moshe, Emor el Kohanim b'nei Aaron, v'amart aleim, ul nefesh lo yitoma ba'amav. Mepharshim ask, why did it say Emor and then v'amart, the double lashon? And the Mepharshim ask further, why did it say Akohanim and b'nei Aaron? One would be enough. And a number of the Mepharshim struggle with explaining these double lashonos of the Emor v'amarta, Kohanim b'nei Aaron. The Blue Shiver in Tzvilat Tzadik suggests a very nice idea, a pipshat, and not kedarko, usually he's with gematrias and remozim. He explains in machlokes between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam and the Ravid have a machlokes in Hilchas Naziris. The Kohen's already Tamei. If there's an issur to become tamei further, once a person's tamei, the Ravid says, he's tamei, he's tamei, and there's no further issur to become tamei. But the Rambam argues, the Rambam says that even though a Kohen's tamei once, each encounter with additional tumah, even though he's not going to be any more tamei, there's still an issur. There's a lamdisha point here of the relationship between the davar issur and the davar tamei. The Ravid thinks they're hand in hand. So once a person's tamei, so then there's no issur. The Rambam says there are two different halachas. So even though the person's tamei, there still is an issur. That's the machlokes. And we paskin, like the Rambam, that even though bizman hazeh everyone's tamei, even kohanim are tamei, still there's an issur. So it says the Blue Shiver as follows. That's the idea that's hinted at the word ba'amav. To teach you that afilu bizman hazeh, when we're in Eretz Amimin, the Gemara refers to Eretz Amim as a place of Tuma. It's Chutzlar, it's the place of the other countries, other nations of the world. And there's no Para Duma. So still, nonetheless, Lo Yitama B'Amav, don't become Tamei B'Amav, even though we already are Tamei B'Amav, we already are Tamei as we're living in Eretz Amimin. There's still an Isser, still Lo Yitama. And now with this, the Blue Shiver says we could explain the other Dikdukim here. Because we understand that the Lashon Kohen, when it says El Kohanim B'nei Aaron, the Kohanim, Chazal tells, Rashi tells us in the end of Parshat Vayigash, Kohanim refer to people who are serving priests, and B'nei Aaron refer to Afilu Bezman Hazeh, even when they're not priests. They're not really called a Kohen, we call them a Kohanim, but they're not really Kohanim because they're not serving. A Kohen is one who is doing the Avdus and Sheiris LaHashem. The Kohanim are Bizman HaMikdash, and the B'nai Aaron are Bizman HaZeh when there's no Beis HaMikdash. He says that's the double Lashon here of B'nai Aaron and Kohanim. It first says, Emua Kohanim, tell the Kohanim that they have to keep the Isser, they can't violate the Tuma. And then also tell B'nai Aaron, Vamar Talem, tell B'nai Aaron as well, even Bizman HaZeh, when they're ready, Tameh, still Lenefesh, Lo Yitama B'Amav, still they can't violate Isurim, even when they're in Eretz Amimim. And that's pshat, according to the Blue Shiver of the Pasuk. The two dinim, there's Bizman HaMikdash, and there's Bizman HaZeh. It says, Emor once, to the Kohanim, which is referring to Bizman HaMikdash. There's an issur to become Tamed, because they're serving in the base of Mikdash, and they're supposed to be Tar. But then there's another issur, that's Afilu B'nei Aaron, even Bizman HaZeh, when they're not Kohanim. But they're only B'nei Aaron, V'amar to them, tell them still, even though they're in Eretz Amimim, still in Nefesh, Lo Yitama B'amav. I thought it's a beautiful pshat from the Blue Shiver. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.